Country Bob FM.
It's This Date in History and the Bob Almanac, and a follow-up on the woman that fell into the outhouse pit there.
In Washington.
Chris and Minnetrista, you wondered how deep those are. And I know I've never dug one, but my father has, because one of his properties, he does have an old-fashioned outhouse, and it's several feet deep. But Chris in Minnetrista says those outhouses are only ankle deep if you jump in head first. Then it's up to your ankles. So
I'm guessing that a public one, you know, like your relatives, that wouldn't be as deep. But a public one, they must be...
Well, they use a backhoe. I'm sure they use a big old backhoe. They get it deep.
But we were talking about...
Might be all the way down to the water table.
And would you want your phone back?
No.
What are you thinking?
Well, what do you do then to get it going? I mean, if you drop it in water, you put it in some rice. What do you do with this? Is it the Tidy Bowl Man? What do you use?
You bring
it
into Verizon.
Yeah, what do you... Verizon.
Can I get a new cover?
The stench would be awful. Blame it on the guy, other guy in line. Yeah. Just point to him and go, that's him. He hasn't bathed. All right, this date in history here today on Monday, April 25th, 115th day of the year, 250 days left to go. Our patent of the day is the thimble.
Oh.
The patent for the thimble was granted on this date. Admit it now, if you can, admit it, if you have ever used the thimble from Monopoly as an actual thimble. When you're doing your sewing.
When I'm doing my sewing, I did sewing in home ec, and I had a
Is that the last time you've done any sewing?
Yes. My neckline didn't match up, and my arms could barely fit through the armholes of a shirt I made.
So they would have called that in the textile industry an irregular.
Yes.
That's an irregular. It would be sold at the downtown irregular shop where we had a store like that when we were kids. You know, the buttons were uneven, the zipper was uneven.
What time?
Yeah, there's a place. It was in Mora. It's called the Bargain Spot.
Oh, really?
And they sold irregulars. And, you know, one sleeve would be too long and, you know, it would be a little uneven and some other things, but you got a great deal.
One shoe a little bigger.
You just had to kind of walk off to the side a little bit. You just kind of had to kind of lean.
You're not kidding. That's for real.
I am not kidding.
Wow.
I think that's where I got my $6 million man pajamas from there.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was the patent, the thimble, this date, 1684. Just think prior to that, people were poking their fingers all the time with needles.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get them through something. Remember that, the heavy, just think about the heavy fabric that they were using.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1600s and how tough that was to get needles through that heavy, thick, low thread count material. And then somebody said, oh, we'll just put one of these on our fingers and away we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really handy. That's 1684. New York on this date became the first state to require license plates for cars. So you had to get your tabs. You know, other states call them tags. We call them tabs. I've lived in Mississippi. I've lived in Iowa. They both call them tags. And they looked at me like an idiot when I said I need my tabs renewed.
Mm-hmm.
We might be the only state that calls them tabs. Maybe we really like tab.
When it was a
pop, the diet.
The cans were cool.
Kind of a pinkish color.
Yeah. I can't believe how...
expensive tabs are.
The State Patrol, how they can spot those tags. And one time a guy, he pulled me over, but Rich hadn't put the tabs on yet. And it was really his fault. And then he...
As most things are.
He let me... Oh, but it was like, what? It's 10 days past?
Yeah, well, that's why they have different colors.
But how, I
and
mean,
those
how
State
they
Patrol,
can,
they have eagle eyes. They really do,
yeah.
So that was this day. The fee was a buck. So compared today's fees to 1901, things have definitely changed. 1928, the first seeing eye dog made his debut. Buddy. Buddy was the name, the first seeing eye dog. You know, those animals have come a long way. Those seeing eye dogs. And now the emotional support animals, the time that person tried to bring a peacock on a flight with them as an emotional support animal.
Yeah,
I don't think he made it.
I have a friend who's a flight attendant, and she's seen it all.
I bet. Yeah. 1928. 1954.
Turning sunlight into electricity. Scientists of the Bell Laboratories at Murray Hill, New Jersey, demonstrate a solar battery which converts light into power. A small amount, yes, but a big first for science. It's a simple device made of strips of silicon.
They were blinding us with what?
Science.
Science. In 1954, Bell Laboratories' first ever solar cell. It was only about 6% efficient, meaning that it was only 6% of the energy that the Earth, that the sun put into it. They only got 6% of the energy out of it. So it wasn't a whole lot, but eventually that led to solar. The first solar-operated thing that I can remember is the calculator. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid.
I don't know if that's changed much, that percentage of operation.
Have you looked at putting in some solar panels out there at the orchard?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But
it's a big thing. People are really touting it.
Yeah, they are.
There's some tax credits out there if you want to go for it. I haven't looked into it. I burn coal at my house.
Yes, I do. You're shoveling it in.
It's a little filthy, exactly.
Making the wife do it.
I got the boiler going, bring in the coal. And then, you know, and then when it comes Christmas time, I've got something to put in her stocking.
Sure.
Then just reach out the door. So that was in 54. Another newsreel.
Yeah.
The St. Lawrence Seaway is open for business, allowing ocean-going ships to pass from the Atlantic to the Great Lakes. The 2,300-mile distance from Duluth, Minnesota to the open sea is now entirely navigable. Seven locks, this one is St. Catharines, span the difference in levels.
How about that? Have you ever canoed the St. Lawrence Seaway? It sounds like a lot of fun.
I've canoed the Crow River, but no.
That's a heck of a river. It is.
And then got picked up after a few miles.
Picked up? Somebody hit on you? You want to go out to dinner?
No.
The St. Lawrence Seaway opened to traffic on this date. Literally then, by that time when that opened up, I could put a canoe in the creek near my house where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And made my way from the Snake, then on over to the St. Croix, and then could have worked my way up to Duluth, and maybe 5 years later end up in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'll tell you one thing.
With my Minn Kota trolling motor.
Yeah, well, so you're not...
Going at one knot, maybe 0.5 knots, I don't know.
Years ago, Rich and I went to Catalina Island in California, obviously.
26
and
miles.
We got just a regular rowboat. You know, you can rent them. We got so far out. I'm like, I don't see the island anymore.
Scared?
I started to get scared. Like, what if a whale comes up and knocks us out? We're done.
Carrie's worried about whales.
Well, I mean, there was krill all over in the water. So, anyway.
As long as you didn't do any chumming, did you?
No chumming.
That's probably wise.
No.
So that was in 59, 62.
Neil?
That's the woman falling into the toilet.
The Hulk, alter ego of Dr. David Banner. The Hulk, the other side of the coin. The raging soul of an otherwise peaceful man. The Incredible Hulk. Huge.
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk debuted on this day. Marvel Comics came up with the Incredible Hulk. One of the most beloved characters, I would say.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Hulk? Do you like the one with Bill Bixby? Do you like the current Marvel one?
I mean, Bill Bixby.
He was very good.
Yeah, because he was so unlikely.
He was very unlikely. He was a mild-mannered man and then tried to tap into that strength that all humans have. And an overdose of gamma radiation permanently changed his body chemistry.
Yes.
And now anytime that he becomes enraged or frustrated, a startling metamorphosis occurs. So that was back in 62. How about 1980? This is pretty serious in the news.
The crash happened later. It was to result in the devastation of one of the massive transport planes and one of the helicopters.
This is the core of the tragedy. First impressions might suggest that this is simply the wreckage of the giant C-130 transport plane. But this is the entire rotor assembly of one of the American helicopters that were involved in the rescue attempt.
So we tried to rescue the hostages in Iran on this date in 1980. It was signed off on by President Jimmy Carter. President Carter already had a lot of things going against him as far as re-election in 1980, and this did not help. Operation Eagle Claw, commando mission, things were going wrong. They decided to abort. But still, a plane and a helicopter collided, and 8 U.S. servicemen were killed on this day, trying to free the hostages on this date, 1980. So that was really sad, and of course, they eventually were freed then later on in 1981, if I remember, either on the exact same day or the day after inauguration of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, really?
I believe in 81 it was. How about 85? Here's something for you.
Look out for me, oh, muddy water.
your mystery.
Sing along if you know it. If you went and saw the musical Big River on Broadway.
I missed it.
I don't know if the Eugene O'Neill Theater is on Broadway. It might be off-Broadway or off-off-Broadway. But Roger Miller, the great country singer, king of the road, Dang Me and Do Wackadoo, he had his own musical. He did the music and the lyrics for Big River, and it was nominated for a Tony. Exactly. And it opened on this date in 85.
Wasn't he You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd?
He was. That was his man. That was the man that did that. The one and only Roger Miller. And then 2009, let's remember B. Arthur today.
Listen, you punk. You want to fight with someone, you're going to have to fight with me. But I warn you, I did time in Attica.
Attica's a men's prison.
I know. I was there a year before they found out.
Bea Arthur. She was Maude and she was Dorothy.
What a great
show. On the
show.
Golden Girls. She passed away at the age of 86 on this date in 2009. Did you like her better as Maude or as Dorothy? They were slightly different. You know, they were both pretty... pretty raw characters, you know, pretty acerbic, pretty sarcastic. Dorothy probably took that sarcasm to another level.
I loved Golden Girls. I didn't really like it when it was popular, but I just kind of discovered it in the last couple of years. Yeah. Maude, though, the theme song. And then there's Maude.
Yeah. Yes, that was
But I didn't really watch Maude.
And, of course, it also starred Adrienne Barbeau. Neil was a big fan.
Oh, I think every guy
Adrienne
was.
Adrienne Barbeau. Yeah. Hey, let's do birthdays now.
All right.
Do you want to play rough? Okay. No. Say hello to my little friend.
Turn those headphones down, Terry. Oh, loud sound effects on the Bob Almanac. Al Pacino is 82. Oscar and Emmy Award winner. There he is in Scarface. Asking people to say hello to his little friend, 82 today.
Wow.
Hoo-ha. 82. He did the hoo-ha thing.
Yep.
From Son of the Woman. Yeah. Len Goodman is, by the way, Pacino, 82. Len Goodman is 78, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars.
What came out tonight? Sharp and tangy like a pickle.
You were like a gypsy around a campfire cooking your sausages.
You flew off. Talking about Marie Osmond there. You're like a gypsy around cooking up your sausages. We watched that show the first few seasons, and then again, it just kind of gets old, and it's the same thing year in, year out. And they finally, I think, canceled, put it out of its misery, Dancing with the Stars. They ran out of stars.
Yeah, I think it went like 20 years or something. So.
Yeah, bunch of seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, the seasons, like 40 seasons, they do two seasons per year.
Mm-hmm.
But Len Goodman was very entertaining as one of the judges.
I always thought it was kind of funny when the celebrities would get hurt. Like, didn't Marie break her leg or something, and she's hauled off?
Right. And that's funny to you?
I'm sorry.
We might have to reevaluate your position here on the Bob Almanac. I don't know if I can laugh at injured people. The funniest thing he ever said, probably the funniest line ever on the show, Cloris Leachman was on, and she was dancing and leaning across the table. One of her moves was leaning across the judge's table, and later on, Len Goodman told her to mind her cleavage. Which I thought was the funniest line ever on that show. So when you near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. At least she had cleavage to mind. This is ABBA.
I love this.
And Bjorn Alvaeus. So you got your Bjorn, you got your Benny, you got your Agnetha, and your Anna Frieda.
I love this song.
They were the number one. They were the number one export from Sweden.
Yep.
Anything else that's even more than meatballs? Sweden was exporting meatballs, but not as they weren't making as much money as they were with ABBA.
Nope, they were a fun band.
So Bjorn of the ABBA, ABBA singing group, and all kinds of hits in the 1970s. He's 77.
What do you think about when the 15th round you're coming out?
Adrian!
Rocky!
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 Adrian is 76 today. I don't think there's any way Rocky's going to hear her. You know, Rocky at least had the microphone of the ring announcer. Here comes Adrian walking through her. They had Madison Square Garden, a big 18,000-seat arena. Yep. She's going, Rocky. Rocky. The person next to her can't even hear.
No.
But eventually worked out. Talia Shire is 76.
Wow.
Can you believe that for Adrian? 76 here today. The great Hank Azaria.
Yeah, right, lady. An elephant ran through your front yard. Okay. Wickham. Yeah, right, mister. Mm-hmm. An elephant just knocked over your mailbox. Okay. Wickham. Yeah, right, buddy. Liquor store robbery, officer down. Sure. And I'm Edward G. Robinson.
He was Chief Wiggum. He was Moe. He was a bunch of the characters on Simpsons. Still is. Hank Azaria is 58.
That was 9-1-2.
I love Chief Wiggum. Yep, and, of course, Moe was great, too, with the prank calls.
Chief Wiggum's bratty little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Ralphie.
Ralphie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was.
The tattletale.
He definitely had some problems, too. Renee Zellweger on our list.
I love you. You complete me. And I just had.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up, Tom Cruise.
You had me at hello.
You know, that movie, the longer that I don't watch it and then just see highlights. How many cheesy little one-liners could they come up with for Jerry Maguire?
Absolutely.
Those two there, plus Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
Boy, they were really on fire, weren't they?
Yeah, Renee, they really were.
Renee Zellweger on our list today, 53. Joe Buck, his most infamous moment.
And Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. And it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is.
Oh, that's unfortunate. We got a guy bending over and pretending to moon the Packer crowd. If he actually would have mooned him, maybe it would have been disgusting.
Yeah.
As a Vikings fan, I thought it was quite clever.
Well,
it really was.
It helped Randy's stock go up.
It sure did.
Kind of.
That's Joe Buck, 53.
Pardon to interrupt. We are looking for the station of the buses, yeah?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Birchky, Birchky, Fartin, Churchky.
He was Earl. I love that show. My name is Earl. Jason Lee, 52.
Jason Lee. Wow.
Funny guy.
Is that all he is 52?
He's only 52.
Wow.
My name is Earl, 52 today. And now Terry.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Inventor. Whoops. Googly.
Googly, 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 baby. Googly, 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 baby.
Googly Lamo Marconi.
Just say Marconi. That's all on radio. All we don't even use his first name. Call him the Big G.
Googs
Marconi.
Born in 1874, he invented the wireless telegraph, which gave way to... Ta-da!
We have our jobs to thank. We have Marconi to thank for our jobs and our jobs to thank Marconi because we can do it on the air right now and thank him.
Thanks, Mark.
I think Tesla had something to do with it, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hall of Fame newscaster commentator Edward R. Murrow. Born in 1908.
That is right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night and good luck.
You know, he always told people to have good luck when they were going to bed. Was he broadcasting to a bunch of insomniacs?
I think you should talk like that.
Good luck getting to sleep. Good luck.
I think that should be your delivery, Jim. He created popular news programs, See It Now and Person to Person.
He was a legend. Isn't there an award named after him?
Yes, I do believe so.
You ever been up for an Edward R. Murrow Award?
Yeah, several times.
And now newswoman Terry Train from the newsroom, Terry Train.
I always just lose out to, you know, what's her face?
Barbara Walters.
Yes. Celebrity parent Gladys Presley, born in 1912. She was the mother of Elvis Presley.
Yes, she was. I believe she got a car out of the deal.
Did she?
I think so. Didn't Elvis buy her a car?
Well, she had twins, right? Elvis was
Aaron.
A twin?
Yep. Aaron was the other one.
Gladys,
right?
What a sad life there, huh? Yeah, I don't know.
Sad, but great. And probably there was sadness and greatness.
Well, you see,
up
Elvis...
Up and down.
Was he into drugs when she died? I don't know.
Have to, as Neil says, look that up.
I'll have to look that up. Eight-time Grammy Award-winning jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald.
A biscuit, a basket, a brown and yellow basket.
When I was a kid, I thought this song was a Triscuit. looked like the cracker. Triscuit, because you'd put Triscuits in a basket.
Oh, yeah.
What a Tasket is, I don't know. Maybe I thought she was in a casket. So you put a Triscuit in a casket. That's Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald, born 1917. She is regarded as the first lady of jazz. Harlem Globetrotter legend Meadowlark Lemon, born in 1932.
I was more of a Curly Neal guy.
Were ya? I got to play against these guys in the day.
Was it donkey basketball?
No.
Hey, we got to post up Terry.
It could have been.
Got to post up Terry against Meadowlark Lemon. Take him off the dribble. But you know, Neal played against Prince.
He did?
Yeah. Like did in a scrimmage.
Did he beat him?
I'm pretty sure he did. He's like 3 feet taller.
Yeah, but Prince is wiry, or he was.
He was.
This song, though, you don't. Every time you hear it, you just know it's the Globetrotters. Although, what else would you know it for?
That's right. All I know it from.
Exactly. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter Jerry Lieber, born in 1933.
That's one of the songs he wrote. Here I come. It's kind of a who's who of rock and roll, Terry, if you go down the songs that he wrote.
It really is. I didn't realize he wrote all these songs. He, with his partner, Mike Stoller.
Did you lose the list there?
Well, I thought you wanted
Stand
to hear the
Me,
song.
Stand By Me, Kansas City.
Wilbert Harrison's Kansas City and Elvis Presley's Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock. He wrote those too. Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the whole song, but it doesn't quite fit into the country genre. Good one, though. And now, Terry, they're all...
gone,
but
not forgotten.
Can you stick around for the Bob-a-thon here?
I can.
Maybe have a Terry pick or two.
Sure.
All coming up here. But first, start a Bob-a-thon with one of these great, great, great hits. Judd's One Man Woman. Mary Chapin Carpenter's Shut Up and Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah.
Or Dwight Yoakam singing with his hero, Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield.
I'm going with number two.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1.